The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Paige Godden of the Indianola Record Herald. Paige, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
So I guess, first of all, I was wondering if you read the stories that came out yesterday about the children who are being detained at the border and whether you think that situation is being handled properly.
Yeah. What we have to do is do away with what's called the Flores decision or agreement, F-L-O-R-I-S. I'm going to cough just a minute. Do away with the Flores agreement. That dates 1997. That says something along the lines, if you're going to hold parents in detention, you can't do it for more than, I think, 15 days. So that's when the separation comes, if the parents are in detention for more than 15 days. So I advocate doing away with the Flores ruling, and then they won't have to be separated.
Okay. How do you do away with the Flores ruling?
Well,
what will that take?
It's in a bill that is in the House of Representatives. It's one part of the two. Of one of the two immigration bills you've been reading about that the House will probably take up this week. And then Senator Cotton of Arkansas is going to introduce the bill in the United States Senate. And if it comes to a vote, I will vote for it.
Okay. And if that does get repealed, then what's your proposed solution? What do you suggest doing with these families?
Oh, well, they will... they will be in detention until their case is heard. The alternative is not very good. They come here seeking refugee status or asylum. Then in order to, that has to be adjudicated. And if they aren't held in detention, then they are turned loose in our society. And then when their court time comes, they never appear. So then they become kind of in the shadows. And so the whole approach is to make sure that these are adjudicated and we don't lose people in the shadows.
Okay, now kind of moving on to what's happening with the tariff situation. I guess 2 weeks ago, Iowa Public Radio reported that you said it's too early to be worried about proposed tariffs on Chinese imports. Is that still how you feel, or has anything changed?
Well, no. The further you go to the imposition of tariffs, the more nervous I get. I think what I was trying to say that you quoted, and probably quoted accurately, it's that how's this thing going to end up? And I see the president being the first businessman ever to be president of the United States, doing like you might expect business people to do, to start out with a tough negotiating position and compromise along the way, and usually taking people to the brink. And if he goes over the brink, it's going to be catastrophic, particularly for agriculture, as we're retaliated against. If he doesn't go over the brink, then I think he ends up with a better trading situation than we now have in regard to China or NAFTA, and eventually it could encompass a lot of other countries. So it's in the sense that it's too early to tell. As these negotiations are going on, you don't know how they're going to come out. But I do, and have been saying this for a year, to both the president, to the president's cabinet, and to my constituents in Iowa. We know from the Carter administration, the Reagan administration, the George W. Bush administration, that when tariffs are put on, it's generally agriculture that's first retaliated against. And agriculture is a big part of the economy of Iowa. And it doesn't just affect the 5 to 7% of the people that farm. It ripples through the entire economy. So I'm very nervous about what's going on. But I can't predict the outcome.
Is there, anything you can tell farmers and people here in Iowa who are nervous about the situation? that maybe they don't know yet? Or, I mean, do you have any kind of insight onto the situation at all?
Only that I've been to the White House three times over the course of maybe the last 3 months with other senators, all kind of voicing the same view you've heard me express. In fact, even some senators not from agricultural states that are still saying it about other segments of the economy. And then several times over the last year, having meetings with Bob Lighthizer. He's our trade negotiator, with Secretary of Commerce Ross, sometimes with the Secretary of Treasury. He's somewhat involved in trade issues and things like people like that, that we've had a chance to express our concerns. If you really wanted to sew things up tight, it would be to change the laws that maybe going back to the 1930s, but probably on the one that the president is using on national security, going back to President Kennedy's term in 1962, these laws have been on the books for a long period of time. Congress has complete control over over international trade and also domestic trade. Once in a while we delegate some things to the president. So he's exercising that authority. I think he's doing it in a legal manner. Just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's the right policy. But we'd have to change those laws. And I don't see the opportunity of getting 60 votes in the United States Senate to change the laws because Democrats, being less free traders than most Republicans, they like what the president's doing, particularly on NAFTA. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay, and then my next question is on the VA hospital here in Des Moines. The Des Moines Register recently wrote that the hospital has been given a 1-star rating. Did that concern you, or is there anything you're finding
is that about a bad that? Is that a bad rating or a good rating?
That's a bad rating.
Okay. Well, that's kind of disturbing and kind of surprising because there's hardly a veteran I hear from that doesn't think the delivery of veterans medical care in the United States, the care they get in Iowa, both at Iowa City and Des Moines, but some Iowans get treated in Omaha and some get treated in Sioux Falls. But I've always heard compliments about it, so I'm really surprised. Now, from the standpoint of money, they're going to get a big increase in their appropriations, even for this year, but I'm sure they're going to get another increase for 2019. So maybe it's the lack of leadership, getting a person approved to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And we have had a big turnover in presidential selected secretaries of Veterans Affairs, both under Trump and under Obama. And that probably isn't good for the situation you're talking about. But anyway, it's something that probably takes leadership more than anything else. I'll have to delve into why they got the poor rating to give a better answer to your question.
Okay. And then finally here, I read that you protested the Farm Bill as it came out of the Senate Ag Committee. What do you want to see happen next to the Farm Bill?
Well, by the way, I think a week from today we'll be on the Farm Bill. And the reason I voted no and I was the only no vote is because I want to be able to add a provision that you got to be a real farmer to get help from the farm program and that you have to have a limit that what one family farmer can get from the farm program. And that wasn't in the bill, and that's why I voted no. But I'll have a chance to offer it on the floor and hopefully get it adopted there.
Thank you, Paige, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.